4 unanswered calls from a UK mobile number since Thursday. That's what my phone shows, and apparently I'm not alone. There has been reportedly a surge in scam calls from British numbers in the past week or so. Adrian Weckler is technology editor with the Irish Independent. Adrian, if someone answers one of these calls, what do they hear?
What they typically hear at the moment is a message from pretending to be from a recruitment firm asking you to add this particular number that's calling to your WhatsApp so that you can then engage with them and then they can try and scam you or take money from you.
And why has there been such an increase?
A few reasons. First of all, because the telecoms regulator and the local phone networks in Ireland have done a pretty good job over the last few months about introducing technology to block regular scam calls from what look like Irish numbers. So listeners will probably be familiar with having received lots of scam calls from what looked like Irish phone numbers over the last few years. And that has dissipated in 2025. Probably most listeners will recognize that. That has led scammers to use other prefixes. So they have gone particularly for the +44, which to us usually denotes the UK. And they've done that for a reason. And that's because scam filters in Irish phone networks tend to trust +44 numbers more than other countries. So that is one big reason why so many of these scam calls are coming through.
Yeah, because they might be from family or friends in the north as well. So they may not actually be from Britain.
No, it's a process known as spoofing, whereby the scammers or anyone really, it's not that hard to do this. You can pretend that the call that you're making actually comes from another number. It's quite easy to do that because of our relatively antiquated phone network systems. So if they put a +44, then the idea is that Irish people will think that it is somebody, a relative, a friend, or if you're in business, somebody from across the border, and they're more likely to answer it.
Can users do anything themselves to stop these calls? Can they screen their calls, for example?
Yeah, there's actually a brand new mitigating feature that most phone owners in Ireland will have. So if you have an iPhone, for example, or a Google Pixel Android phone, both of those phones now come with what's called call screening. So on an iPhone, for example, if you turn it on, this feature on in settings, the phone itself, when a call with no contact number that you recognize comes in, the phone itself will actually interrogate the caller. It will say, it will ask the caller to state what the message is or who they are. And then while the call is still ongoing, it will deliver that message to you so you can decide whether or not to pick up on the call. So it's a pretty good way of lessening the nuisance of it. But of course, that also means that you might annoy people from unlisted calls whose calls you would be expecting.
Who are legitimate, absolutely. Yeah. And is there a scam at the back of it all? I mean, if we answer it and we add the number to WhatsApp, what do they have access to then?
So the scam, it could be a number of things, but ultimately what it's going to try to do is to get you to engage with one of the three or four most common types of scam, which is to engage with your bank account, to engage with a credit card account, to give other personal information. And it's a confidence trick, so and it works on the numbers. So they'll try and keep you on the phone for longer and longer. The fact that you're on the phone, then that will add your number to a larger and wider criminal database, and the cycle will start again.
Right. Adrian, thank you very much indeed for explaining all of that. Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. We'll be speaking to a gold medal winner after the break.